I think we're going. WAPA Town Advisory Board, August 31st, 2021 is 7 p.m. We'll call this meeting to order. Would anyone like to offer an invocation? Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh yeah, there's a flag back there for that.
Good.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And roll call.
Callie Wade.
Jamie Shakespeare.
Lola Egan.
Blake Stratton.
Bob Lydon.
Shane Ammerman with Clark County Comprehensive Planning Department.
Jay Dominguez.
I'm Vernon Robinson.
All right, public comment for items on this agenda with no discussion or no action and no vote to be taken. So no, item number 3, approval of the minutes for June 8th, 2021.
I motion to approve the minutes.
Second. Thank you, Lola. And Blake. Item 4, approval of the agenda for August 31st, 2021, and hold, combine, and delete any items for possible action.
I motion.
And I will second. Thank you, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Item 5, informational items. To review that the Transform Clark County Land Use Plan map accurately applies compatible density and intensity conversions from the existing land use categories to the proposed land use categories for discussion only.
I have not been able to get to the meetings on that. I need to do that, but we've been having them. I was not available, or they had technical difficulties or something like that, and I was not able to participate there yet. I'm still interested in doing it.
And we have comprehensive planning here to go over the map with us.
Yeah, well, the meetings will continue. So I'll kind of get to that and talk about that a little bit. So I'm Shane Ammerman with Clark County Comprehensive Planning. So Transform Clark County is, we've had our consultant to update our master plan as well as our Title 30. This hasn't been done probably since the 1990s perhaps, so it's due. So we started the master plan update at the beginning of last year. We're looking to wrap this process up within the next couple months, November, December-ish, to finish that up. The Title 30 update just started a couple months ago, and that's looking to wrap up at the end of next year. So obviously the master plan's a policy document. It's got recommendation, goals, and policies in it for Title 30, which is actually the implementation document that enforces the master plan. That's where you get into the development standards and setbacks and things like that. Like the agenda item said, that was just read off, we're not here to do any changes to anybody's property. We're not changing residential to commercial or a piece of property that's commercial to residential. You guys were sent out, I think, probably several weeks ago, the categories in the maps and stuff. So all we want to do is make sure that on the existing planned land uses with the proposed planned land uses that they've now transferred over to their equivalent that you guys got on that sheet. So, you know, the equivalent for open space is now, I forget what we're calling now under the new one, but making sure that that's now the same as under the new proposed one. So it's nothing that's a tremendous change happening right now. It's just making sure that we've got the exchange correct as we go to the proposed land uses. And so, as you're saying, you missed a couple of meetings. You know, we've been obviously been having them virtual because of the issues with COVID. You can go on transformclarkcounty.com, and then up on the right-hand corner it says virtual tour. And when you click on that, if you go down to the middle left of the page, it's kind of hard to see. It's in blue, it says land use maps in like a little sentence there. I was looking at today, and that blue is hard to pick up. But if you click on that blue, that'll take you to the maps, and you can zoom in and out of the maps. You can put in parcel numbers if you guys want, and look at the categories if you want to go ahead and do that. I think you were mentioning you were looking at them a little bit earlier. So, yeah, that's how you can kind of get to that. And we'll continue. We're going to continue with meetings until we wrap it up. I don't think we have any more. Citizen meetings, but we'll have the Planning Commission, Board of County Commissioners meetings that are coming up with you guys. And if you guys haven't had a chance to look at it, go ahead and take a look at it, and you can email myself. I can give you my email or email your liaison and with comments that you might have. Also on the Transform Clark County webpage, there's a link in there where you can directly comment right onto it there as well. So there's a couple different places if you guys, you know, haven't had a chance to look at it, you still got a chance to kind of look at it and provide any comments that you see fit. So with that, that's pretty much it of what we're doing. I've got on the flip side here, we have Warm Springs. And then I also have Bunkerville and Riverside, but we'll be doing those Thursday night with them. So that's it. I mean, and I think what I'll do is, I know that we don't have a tremendous crowd, but we can. I'll leave it up and just hang out till the end of the meeting in case anybody wants to come up and look at it or whatever. So I want to make it as easy as possible.
Yes, thank you. Does anyone have any questions? We're a rowdy crowd. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, yeah, and this is just an informational item, you know, so it's just get a chance to take a look at it. Prize comments.
Anyone?
I've got my card too. If you guys have any, end up with any comments.
Thank you.
Anyone have any comments, questions?
I don't. I'm good.
Alrighty. Item 6, planning and zoning. WS-21-0408, Dominguez Jacob and Monica J, waiver of development standards for the following. 1, reduce gross lot size to drainage study in conjunction with the minor subdivision map and for 2 parcels totaling 3.8 acres in a RU zone, generally located on the south side of Isola Drive and the east side of Henry Road within WAPA.
I don't know if you guys have read the notes and stuff or anything like that. So basically, I went to go pull a permit from Southern Nevada Health District, and they told me I have an outstanding permit. So back in, I'm gonna say, probably 78, 79, they built a septic system on Tiersel's lots over there to use for the outhouses out of the power plant. In 86, he sold to my parents, who built their home, and got permission from the health district to connect to the existing leach field. From where all the parcel lines are drawn, that existing leach field crosses onto Tiersel's property. So they wanted me to relocate. I potholed the area they asked me to relocate to while this power line runs through there. I offered up with the engineer, what if I was to purchase 50 by 100 section. I can't afford the entire parcel, but maybe Tiersel will make me a deal on 5,000 square feet, which would bring it, bring that existing lease field into spec. He agreed, came to an agreement on it. So I went to the map room to go do it, gave him my little preliminary thing, and then they came back with all their waivers and standards. So, the drainage plan thing, they want a drainage plan on a vacant lot that has drained the way it's been draining for the last 50 years.
Top of the hill.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And when I built my house in 2008, that piece of land that's even in question was covered in my drainage plan. But they still want a new drainage plan, which I would have got quotes on, and you're looking $16,000-$18,000. The land alone has cost me $800. From Tiersel, all I had to do was go fix some stucco. So that's that part as far as me wanting to, no need for a drainage plan. I'm not changing anything. We are moving an invisible line 50 feet. I'm not building nothing that's going to change the way the water flows off his property or anything the way the water flows off mine. And then the other waiver of the standard is his lot size. RU's minimum is 80,000. Depending on who you talk to, because I've been told by two different people in the map room, if you actually add the right-of-way square footage into his parcel, he's still over 80,000 square feet. The other one says, no, you don't do it that way. Okay, then he is calculated at 75,586 square feet. He is 1.74 acres instead of 1.85 for what the plan says. So that's the waiver on his lot size reduction.
Every lot I know of out here has right-of-way calculated into it.
Okay.
In order for my lot to be 2 acres, it has the right-of-way, otherwise 1.84.
Yeah. Now, when I add all that up, and then I throw in the right-of-way part to it, he's sitting at, right now, without my reduction, at 88,000 square feet. After my 5,000 square foot reduction, he's at 83, so he's still above the RU in that route. But either way, because I originally submitted it stating that he was going to be under, I'm just going with it like that, because if I go to change the parcel map, now I have to repay a fee, go through the whole another month process, and all that whole big mess, and they'll nickel and dime me again.
Yeah, the county doesn't need that money. I'm sorry.
But either way,
yeah, we could help you get that approved for half.
I'm looking at options.
We are an advisory board, not a.
I know.
I have no authority other than advise.
And with that said, as much as I just want, like, it would be awesome for us to just like give that to you.
I understand that.
Just know that if you look at Marilyn's, like, her past history, she's never not said no drainage study. And that kills me for you, because I think that, like, in my opinion, I don't agree with it.
Well, like I said, I have one.
You have one.
On the section that's even being changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if Tiersel's ever going to build anything on that lot,
he'll
have to get his own drainage study and everything else to build it.
Agreed.
But like you said,
Terrible Herbs never gave us their results of their drainage study like they said they would.
Yeah, and so then building that, the biggest wash.
Yeah,
it's right in. Do you remember working on that?
Yeah. I do remember rebuilding the highway right there.
Yeah.
No, like you said, we're just, you know, I was hoping someone had some common sense over there and not make me go through all the loops, but it.
If the county doesn't support it, what about the person that did it in the first time? Can they just redo the same map, or do they have to do a lot of work? Can they just say, I'm updating this?
He's not even around no more.
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah. 2008's not that long ago, in the scheme of things.
Well, but either way, it's...
Yeah.
That it was. Tiersel said he'd write me a letter of easement. Health District won't accept that.
Well, and he had signed on the permits. He saw that, yeah.
So what can we do for you, man?
Well, it's an action item.
I don't know.
We can vote.
I make a motion that we... allow the waivers that are being requested, reducing the gross lot and the drainage study.
Mm-hmm. Let me say it again.
Okay, I make a motion to allow for lack of a better term, the waiver for the reduced gross lot size and waiving the drainage study on WS-21-0408.
I'll second it.
Second it, yep.
No, like I said, I have my other meetings on the 29th of September and see how that goes. And I don't know. Well, it might have been a cheaper route to just relocate a power line. You don't know.
Yeah.
Are you putting the pool under the power line?
Oh, no. That's what's funny about it is the pool is 300 feet away from the leach field that's in question.
So. I actually know of a pool in Las Vegas that's under a power line.
Wow. But,
and the only thing stupider than the county is
the
health district. Sorry,
yeah.
I said that out.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully this
you've been called worse, so that's what
I'm
helps out.
Like I said, it's just moving invisible. I would never have thought moving an invisible line would be so difficult.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
No, that's what I'm going through.
Well, if there's anything else we can do to help, let us know. My dad's a surveyor, so he might know. You'd ask him, he might know the best way.
Well, like I said, I was trying to get that part waived, and then that way all I have to do is a new parcel map with a deed of transfer. That's what I thought was all I would need.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
So, no, by the time I pay the waiver fees and the map fees and all that, I've already probably paid more just in the fees than I did for the piece of land. So. Either way, neighbor got new stuff on his house. It's okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Item 7, general business. Review previous fiscal year budget requests and take public input regarding suggestions for the next budget request. For possible action.
I had emailed Commissioner Kirkpatrick to ask her where our funding come from, exactly what all makes it up, and how much we have available, because I don't really feel we should just be doing wish lists. It would be nice if we did something that kind of fit our budget. And I haven't got an email back, so hopefully we'll get that something from the county just so we can have it for future anyway.
Let's push this then till we get
that. So yeah. I also talked with Amelia, and she said today would be our general go over conversation, and then by next meeting we have to finalize. So if we're all okay with pushing it and finalizing it next meeting, I say we do that.
I was looking at a few items on our park. I would like to see. I like the lights. I think we need lights. But I'd like to see things for the teenagers and adults, too. Right now, we don't have a lot. I mean, the playgrounds and stuff are for 5 to 12-year-olds. And if we had something like volleyball courts or, you know, horseshoes, anything for, you know, when I come over here with my nephews, they're little. The playgrounds fit or will. But you see kids, older kids, and there's really nothing for them to do, so... That's kind of, I would like us to think about that. I mean, I realize that we're just discussing it and we'll be voting on it next week, but I'm kind of leaning on our next meeting, leaning that way.
I do like the American flag thing.
Yeah.
And doing the lights. Nope. I like adding that in there too. And then, but there's
can we do that on the right of ways?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like, I don't
yeah.
know. But there's a few things that I'm questioning if that is something that is what we're to be doing coming out of that budget, or if that comes out of other budgets, like paint the rec center. Is that from Parks and Rec, or is that something that we need to be focused on? And there was another one.
You said that our PM is the real property management, but okay. I don't know if that comes out of our budget.
So I don't,
yeah.
Because we don't have a listing of the budget, yeah. So that is something that questioned. And then the sign, the portable sign,
yeah.
If that was something that needed to come from us or Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Those were the only...
The
This new playground equipment. that never was brought to us.
Yeah.
Whose budget did that come out of?
So yeah,
that's just it. You know, I mean, here, approve a budget, but
and what happened you to can't, the stuff that was donated to the...
Unless you have money, it's not a real budget.
Eagle Scout project.
So since it was done, I went to the last meeting, or I don't know if it was the last meeting, but I did go to a previous meeting between our two last meetings, and they said that once you donate to county, it's no longer yours. And so it's a donation, you've signed off on it, it doesn't come back to you, and with liabilities, they can't give that to you. So that was their statement. Also that it's almost done. I actually stopped in before the meeting just to double check because they said that it would be done at the end of August. I did see them pouring the footings. They said they were waiting for permits for the shade covers. The shade covers were on back order. They did just get those in, but they waited to pour the footings and lay the ground, whatever that spongy stuff is, and put the shade covers up. So I do see all of that is up now. But I don't know how long it has to, like, sit in that.
Ruth said that the county people, or I don't know whether it's the county or the inspector, but the foamy stuff needs to be inspected.
Yes.
And then they can open up that section. The other section, until they get the shade structures up, they have to keep it blocked off because...
Both shade structures are up now.
She said they weren't. They're waiting on something on that.
Oh.
Because, but there is, like, the rebar or whatever you want to call it out there, the metal. Out there, so they have to keep it blocked off. I was construction, but not that kind. But yeah, so I, you know, but they're waiting on that, is what she said. Okay. And as soon as they get that up, then they can open the bigger half.
So I'm not entirely sure if we can push this to the next one since we already approved the agenda for tonight.
But
we can do like a very general discussion on it, but I think if we
don't need to approve it and it's still going to go on.
Because it says for possible action.
For discussion.
So, yeah, maybe we can just
say it for discussion.
Well, yeah. If they could get us some numbers, that would be really helpful.
And I messaged Amelia. Let me see if I can find the text for that. It's still recording. Okay. And I had asked her about the amount of money that we had to spend and I'm trying to see if I can figure that. I don't remember if that was in a text or not, but she said that the money that was, like, we didn't have a set allocated budget, which was confusing to me because I feel like between our taxes, like our property taxes and business taxes and stuff, there should be a set, like, this is how much we can spend. Going into this for myself, I don't want to say, oh, well, let's, you know, pave that whole lower parking lot. I'd like to know maybe some general ideas on prices, like how much would it cost to pave the parking lot? I mean, you know what I mean? And let's have some ideas on the lighting, and then we can prioritize those things. Like, we need to find out what we want to do and then prioritize those things financially. I feel like going into this and just saying, let's do an indoor swimming pool, which is $3 million, and it's probably not ever going to be okay.
Don't knock the indoor swimming pool.
I'm just saying. I don't know how much it's going to be okayed up here. Like, if we can think of realistic things that
I don't think
financially
we've ever
fit a budget.
Seen a budget. Yeah, I don't think so.
That,
I don't think
that's
we've the, ever
that's an
seen
issue.
One. From what my understanding is each...
This is how it is every year.
How is it in the Lower Valley?
Here's our list, and we ignore it for the year.
Yeah.
Is that the same also down in the Lower Valley in Bunkerville?
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. Henry Road got repaved off the list, and that took up all the budget. So for the next couple of years, nothing else will get off the list.
Right. But where
and
does,
the and the
know,
bike path yeah. got checked off the list.
But where do those funds come from?
They've never
you know.
Said. We've never yeah. gotten a budget ever. I've been on this board now for maybe 4-5 years.
I know.
Never seen a budget.
Okay.
Every once in a while, the commissioner finds some money someplace. If she likes something on there, she'll put it on and put it in the fee for something else.
But,
like
you know, we have money, you know, we're paying taxes that are specifically Moapa. We don't even know how much the money is from the property tax.
Or where it's going.
Yeah.
And that's
I mean, like, we used to have a person that was up here every day doing, you know, cleanup and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth and her staff went out and picked up garbage before our meeting so it would look nice.
Aww.
Because we don't have, they come up from Logandale, but not,
daily.
I don't know how often,
well,
you know.
Why don't we just make this a continuing issue for the year, if it takes a year, and say, hey,
just
we
really
want to know.
On it.
We want to know what the accountability is and not let it drop until we have an adequate answer.
Agreed.
Why don't we do that? Okay. So let's just start now, and then we'll just tell them, hey, we want to know how this is allocated, where the funds come from, what our tax base is, and what we can do. And it's not going away as an agenda item until we have an answer. And then if all of us need to ask individual people and get in contact with them, then we can. Or maybe Shane could tell us because he works for the county.
I'll give you the county. It's not my department.
Yeah.
As far as, I think you can keep it as a
continuum. When I first started with the county, I had one of those Gary Larson t-shirts. I said it was my county t-shirt. It has two bears standing next to each other. Like me. One of them has crosshairs on him.
Yeah.
That was my county shirt.
Alrighty, so then I guess I'll make a motion to continue this item to our next scheduled meeting.
Okay, and then who's gonna? So let us know what you follow up with Amelia through an email, I guess.
I would like to get everybody's email or phone number, just because. I guess
I
got kind of you guys' email from the what Amelia sends out, but we were discussing that today. Is like. Sometimes, like, it's me. Oh, is there a town board meeting tonight?
We were sitting there, and I was like, I have Andy's number and
Kessa's
number, but I don't. Like, Sherry's number,
yeah.
But we probably should.
Well, they're so paranoid about open meeting law, as if that's really a problem.
Yeah,
but you know, are you coming tonight?
Would be nice.
Yeah.
To contact everybody.
Dang, I forgot the meeting, because I've done that before. Or
if we
and the case may be, Kelly, isn't there a meeting tonight? I thought there was one. That happened to me once.
Mm-hmm.
What's Rhonda Pulsefer's road? That road?
Dude.
Okay, that used to be on the list, but when the Henry Road collapse occurred, it was deleted from the list. And she has respectfully asked to not be deleted.
Okay. Rhonda Pulsefer's?
Yeah.
Dude Drive.
So it's
Dude Drive.
Up over the hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you that I am not backing down from repaving and re-engineering Sim Road, so
no, that,
I will fight to the end for that to stay on the top of the list.
I think he was under that anyway. It just dropped off the list because of him.
I think looking at the pavement,
and I'm not sure
we should look at
why we even would want to pave Ranch Road. When did that become?
Which
Ranch
Road
is it?
Actually the road to Burdett's. Is Ranch Road.
Oh, a different Ranch Road.
I was like,
so
why did we...
Ranch Road in Warm Springs is not technically a right-of-way.
Yeah. It's on,
it goes through state land.
Yeah, and Ranch Road didn't used to be county property.
It still isn't it.
It's
but
not.
That Ranch Road is also down the road to Burdette Clark's house and Matt Wolfley's. There that I think Richard paved himself.
Well, if we're going to continue this item, then we can
yeah
we can go through it then.
I think looking at those roads, though, we all should look and see how many houses are affected by each of those, and then make that like priority in that direction. Yours
sorry,
has a lot
not
of
backing down
I'm just
from
saying,
Sim Road.
Yours has a lot of people
it's
affected.
It's got a whole block.
That's
yep.
what I'm saying. There's a lot of people affected by that road, but. A
yeah,
lot of these other roads.
Let's figure out what money we have and how it's
agreed.
Allocated.
Yeah,
that's
I agree.
Real.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, realistic or not realistic, we still need a list of things for when this magical money does come about. We have a list
no, I,
for
no,
it.
No, I agree, but
can
I'm just saying.
Information there? And then Kelly, and then we can take pictures.
Do some heavy lifting on where it comes from first.
Yeah, I agree. Because getting this whole list of stuff, and I'm like, how is that? Like, financially, we need to be like, okay, this is what we can afford. This is what we're looking at. This is what we need.
And where can we fit? Can we fit small items in amongst the bigger items?
Exactly.
And prioritize instead of just being told.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have the curb painted in front of the fire hydrant over at the church.
Or, like, be able to use the air conditioners when you're in the building. That'd be nice, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You're dreaming.
The basketball hoops that don't have the road run into the middle of them. It says that the basketball hoops on the building is where the fire engines and emergency and everybody else drives through.
Or that pickleball court.
You kind of have to stop. Or get flattened, I guess. But
one or the other.
You got a choice.
You learn to play chicken.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so I will move to continue this item for the next agenda.
I'll second it.
All right, comments by the general public.
I have a comment. Actually, not really, but it's kind of. The CIAB, in conjunction with the 4-H and Clark County Parks and Recreation, is hosting a free mental health resource fair on September 9th at 5 o'clock at the fairgrounds. They have a speaker coming in, and the Rotary Club's providing a dinner. Then they'll have some games and stuff and a bunch of mental health resource booths for people. So I'm just letting everybody know that it's there.
Are those flyers posted up?
I just posted them because they were supposed to be posted, but I've got several. You can have that, or if you know some place to post it.
And they're on social media, and they are at the post office.
Supposedly, somebody was posting them at the res,
but
I just posted it. Just, unless you went to...
I'll take this to the reservation with me, and I'll post it up there.
Somebody was supposed to, but she also thought somebody posted it here in Moapa, and they didn't, so I just put it at the post office today on my way home from work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a sore subject that we're the little redheaded stepchildren up here sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it is, like I says, it's, I guess, mental health, suicide, that type of stuff is a big problem. Not just amongst kids, but amongst adults nowadays. And so they're trying to at least provide some resources and stuff. And the speaker is somebody named Kevin Hines. And I know I saw a little video, a YouTube clip of him, and it looked really, like he's a good speaker. But, so that's happening on the 9th, if anybody's interested at the fairgrounds.
Great. Awesome. Does anyone else have any comments? Don't all contain yourself. Alrighty, next meeting is scheduled for September 28th, 2021. We are adjourned.
Yay.